بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. بعد، يروي الإمامان البخاري ومسلم كل في صحيحه عن سهل بن سعد أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال لعلي. The hadith in a collection of both Imam Bukhari and Muslim, and it is narrated to us by Sahal ibn Sa'd, and he tells us what the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told Sayyidina Ali one day. And the theme is outreach and da'wah. And I'll be narrating a number of hadith over the next week or so or more. And this is the cornerstone hadith, or one of the strongest and one of the shortest and easiest to remember, and probably the one that has the most impact on this concept. And I've narrated a few over the last couple of nights, and I left it for today just to kind of build up towards it. And this is what he said, alayhi sallam, qala, and he told this to Ali, qala, la an yahdi Allahu bika rajulan wahidan khayrun laka min humurin na'am. But he said, alayhi sallam, la an yahdi Allah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to guide through you one person, he used the term wahidan, alayhi sallam, he said one, just to make it, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was to guide through you, and he uses that term, yahdiya bika, because we don't guide, I don't guide, and neither do you. We encourage, we put on a good form of role modeling, we inspire, we teach, but we don't guide. Guidance is something that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he guides subhanahu wa ta'ala through people. A lot of what he does subhanahu wa ta'ala happens through people. A lot of what you receive in your life, whether it's provision or knowledge, it doesn't just drop from the sky. It happens through people. It's coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it's happening through people. And guidance is the same. What he's telling Sayyidina Ali is, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides someone through you, just one person through you, it's better for you than humur al-na'am. Humur al-na'am is a word that the Arab used to describe the best of dunya, the most, and the best of it. And na'am is from an'am, which is livestock. And humur al-na'am are livestock that have a reddish color to them. And they were seen as the most valuable, like the most expensive of them all, because they were beautiful to look at. So he's telling you, it's better than all the riches of the world that you live in. It's better if Allah guides one person through you, it's better than all the riches in the world. If you have to choose between, Ya Rab, give me all the money in the world, versus you use me, it's certain that you guided Fulan through me. It's certain, it's verified that if Fulan was guided through me, Ya Rab, then that's better. It's way better. It's way better than being given all of the riches of the world. Even though you may take those riches and use them in great ways, and spend them, but you never know as you do that whether it's certain that when you used all these riches that they actually worked, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually verified for you that yes, I accept these riches that you spent in sadaqah. If one person is in a verifiable manner guided through you, it's better than all the riches in the world. Just to be guided, you have to think of things that way though. This requires a mindset where, Ya Rab, you're going to guide people. You're going to guide people, Ya Rab, of course. May it be through me. Ya Rab, make it through me. Don't put me aside and guide them through others. No, use me. Keep me as the tool that you're going to use for that. Because he can easily put you aside and guide through other people. He can guide those who deserve to be guided and whom he wants to guide through others. And then you're standing alone and it's not happening through you anymore. You're not getting anything. It's the value of guidance happening through you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose you to send guidance through you. It's a very valuable thing. And you spend the rest of your life, if you understand this hadith, the rest of your life, just, Ya Rab, never substitute me. Never put me on the bench. Just keep me as the tool that you'll use to guide people. And you're so grateful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using you to guide people that you want nothing else. Because what else would you want? If every person that Allah guides through you is better for you than all the riches in the world, then on a daily basis, you are making more money than you could ever imagine in your life anyways. So what else do you want? It's all an issue of mindset and perspective. And that's what he told Sayyidina Ali. You know what he told Sayyidina Ali? I'll do this. You know what he told him? Anyone know? When did he tell him this, alayhi salatu wasalam? He was going towards Khaybar. He was carrying he was carrying it, and he was marching towards Khaybar to fight. He told him, by the way, if Allah guides one person through you, it's better than whatever riches you may think exist behind the walls of that castle over there. Because once you get through that castle, the riches, the Muslims were hungry. They would eat because of the riches that existed behind the walls of that castle. A lot of them like, let's get through these bloody walls so we can have food and not be cold at night. So he tells them, the guidance of one person is better than whatever happens if you go through war and get all the riches on the other side. And that's when he chose to teach him on this, alayhi salatu wasalam. And I find that to be absolutely magnificent and worthy of reflection. I hope that was beneficial to you. يروي الشيخان في ما اتفقا عليه من حديث سهل بن سعد أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال لعلي لأن يهدي الله بك رجلا واحدا خير لك من حمر النعم. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. الحمد لله لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا.